If you remember, first of all, we know that Purim comes out in Adar, and Adar has to come right, has to be together with Nisan. That's why the reason that we have Purim on the second month of Adar, not the first, because really it should be on the first, is because we need the Nes of Purim to be next to the Nes of Pesach. So if it was the first month of Adar, and then we had nothing in the second month of Adar, then they would be separated by a month. So therefore, they have to be next to each other. Now, listen carefully. You want a little Kabbalah, right? Okay. So listen carefully. So this is a huge war in Shemayim. And Haman wanted to bring din on the Jews, right? Because we were bowing down to him. We were serving Avodah Zarah and other things that we did. We went to the party. So Hashem's name, which we'll talk about tonight, Hashem's name is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, and another Hey. So that's Hashem's name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. That's the name of Rachamim, right? We all know that. Elohim is the name of Din, and Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei is the name of Rachamim. Now, that's the right way to spell it. But if you take the letters and you spell it backwards, which means that you spell it Hey, Bav, Hey, Yud, right? Because if you take that backwards, it's Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, right? So if you say Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, that's the name of Rachman backwards is the name of Din. Okay? So Hashem's name, if you spell it backwards, that brings Din to the world. It brings very tough time to the world. So Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and therefore he took Hashem's name and he said the following. V'chol zeh, all this. Zeh is Zayin Hey, so it ends with a Hey. Enenu is a Vav, the last letter. Shaveh is a Hey. Li is a Yud. So if you take the last letters of those words, it spells Hashem's name backwards. Hey, Vav, Hey, Yud, which brings Din to the world, Chas V'Shalom. Haman was a huge sorcerer. He knew all the Sphirois. He knew all Hashem. He knew a lot of things in Kabbalah. And he used it for the bad. And he said, "Because enenu shaveli, it's not worth it to me." And maybe he was like, "It's not worth it for you, Hashem, to keep this Jewish nation." Because he said before to Achashverosh that there, you know, there's a there's dasay, you know, culture. We don't want to learn din on Klal Yisrael, but when it says in the Megillah the word Hamelech, right? So in Kabbalistic teachings, if it says Hamelech Achashverosh, talking about Achashverosh. But it just says the word HaMelech, talking about Hashem. So what Haman actually said, V'yom Haman l'melech Achashverosh, right, to Achashverosh, Yesh no am echa mufuzu before ben ha'amin mechom adiyaz machusecha. There's a nation that's spread out in all your countries. With the same shinites we call am. Now listen to this. And their religion is different than everyone else's. So that's, he's learning schus on us. We're different. That's a good thing that Haman learned. No, it's supposed to be different. But there's Dasa Melech, the laws of the king. Doesn't say Achashverosh. Doesn't say Dasa Melech Achashverosh. There's Dasa Melech, the laws of Hashem. Haman's telling Hashem, your nation. There's Dasa Melech, the laws of Hashem. Einam Oisim. They're not keeping your mitzvahs, Hashem. Right? So he's being mekatrig on us. Ule melech, not ule melech Achashveros. Ule melech, and to you Hashem the king, in shave lenicham. Not worth to keep him alive. That was his kitrug, the satan, who's Haman, Esav. His kitrug on Klal Yisrael was that they're supposed to be different, but they're not keeping the laws of the king. And therefore, it's just not worth it for you, Hashem, to keep them alive. And then he took Hashem's name, and he turned it upside down. He turned it inside out, and he caused very big din against Klal Yisrael, and Hashem wrote Xerah to destroy us. Now, his antithesis, his enemy, was Esther. So what did Esther say? Esther said, which Haman did not know, that Esther knew Kabbalah and was just as big in that power as he was. So what did Esther say? Esther said, If it's okay with you, Hashem, Hamelech doesn't say Achashverosh again. If it's okay with you, Hashem, Yavoi Hamelech, Vahaman, Hayayim, Elamishasher, Sisali. Yavo starts with the Yud. Hamelech starts with the Hey. Vihaman is a Vav. And Hayayim is a Hey. So she turned around the name of Hashem that Haman before turned around, that it became opposite, and she made it straight. Now that name that she made straight is Hashem's name. So when Haman came to the party, he thought he had us on the run, because he thought he's coming with Hashem's name the opposite way, and it's Din. He didn't know that she turned their way around. And how did she turn it around? By inviting him to the party. So she mama suckered him into the whole thing. And he didn't realize it. Now, by her, it was Yavoi Hamelech Vahaman. Here it is. Yavo Yud Hamelech Hey Vahaman Vav Hayom. Today. So that's Hashem's name. So she turned it around. Now, why does Purim have to be right next to Nisan? Because if when you were davening today, you looked in your sitter, and you did Birchas HaChodesh, every Chodesh has a different name of Hashem. Right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Tammuz, which is the beginning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the letter is Hevav Heyud. Now, there are two names of Hashem that we mention in our davening. The most powerful names, Yud Hevav Hey, Hashem's name, and the word Eheyeh. Aleph Hey Yud Hey is also a name of Hashem. Right? Now, the only month of the 12 months that Hashem's name is spelled the correct way, from right to left, Yud Hey, the way it's supposed to be spelled, and that the word Eheyeh is spelled Aleph Hey Yud Hey, is in the month of Nisan. And if you were to daven today and you would have looked in the chart on the bottom, you would have seen that the month of Nisan has Hashem's name in Rachamim, and every single month has a tziruf. Every name has like a pasuk. So what's the pasuk of Tammuz? Who here can figure out what's the pasuk of Tammuz? Tammuz is when Hashem's name is backwards, and it's the beginning. Yud Zayin Tammuz is the beginning of this 3 weeks, right? The beginning of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So what do you think the pasuk is for Tammuz, Levi? What do you think?
On the spot.
On the spot. Look in the center. Tell everybody.
It's
give it to
Levi.
I want you to give Levi. Read it. Read it out loud to everybody. The pasuk for Tammuz. In the box, on the bottom. Out loud.
Getting there?
No. Tammuz. In the box.
Ze inenu sheveli.
The pasuk from the Megillah. That's what Haman said. Ze inenu sheveli. This whole thing is not worth it for me. Bring it back.
So that's when, that's here are the letters for the second one, Rabbi. I don't know, how do you read this thing? Where are the letters for this? It's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then where's the pasuk for that? Let's say Nisan. Where's the Aleph Hey Yud?
Okay, so what's the pasuk of Nisan? Yismachu Hashem Ayim. Yud Hey Vav Hey.
Where's the Aleph Hey Yud?
No, they only do the first word. What? It's only the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Pasuk's not for the Aleph.
Where's
for Yud Kei Vav Kei.
Where's it? Oh.
There's no pasuk for the other names.
The
name starts
with the
golden
D, I think, right?
Yeah. You just need to know. So the month of Nisan, she turned it around, right? And it stayed. She turned around in Adar. She turned around the Yud Kei Vav Kei in Adar, and that goes into Nisan. That's the name of in Nisan. And Nisan's talking the month of Rachamim. And Nisan is a Geula. Since the Geula happened in Mitzrayim, Eitz Hashem, our Geula is going to happen in Mashiach. It's unfolding right now. Right? Okay. So anyway, it's just very interesting. So this is the month where Hashem's name is in the right order. Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the word Ehi is in the right order. Everything's in the right place in this month. It's a big month. Okay?
The Nekudas are...
And interesting, right, because, the Nekudas are different. It's Yiha, whatever. I don't want to say the name of Hashem's name. We don't. It's the same Nekudas, right? But it's not the way we say it. All right. So that's a, it's a very big month of Rachamim, and if you need something in the month of Nisan, it's the month to daven. All right. Kama Yosho. So, HaChodesh HaZeh Lechem, in Pasha Shmos, it says, this month, right, last week was Pasha HaChodesh, this is the month for you. Lechem, right? If you take the word Lechem, it's Lamed Chaf Mem. Flip around the letters, it's the same letters as Melech. Lechem is Melech. The Rama is to tell us, Shachodesh Nisan Hu Melech V'Roish V'Chol HaKadoshim. That it is the head of all the months. Why? Why is it the head of all the months? Says the Kav Yashar. We usually think Tam Kishnei Masa Trufa Havaya, Hein the 12 different ways of spelling Hashem's name. V'Kol Chodesh Mei Nisan. V'Kol Chodesh Nisan Mei Hashem. In the month of Nisan, like I told you, the name of Hashem comes out correctly. And any time you mix those letters, it gives a little bit, it takes a little bit away from Hashem's pity. Masha'enkein, when Hashem's name is B'yayishu K'seder, it's correct. Azu Amor Arachim Gemurim, when it's written correctly and read correctly, then it's pure Rachim. Ubechein, Ubeshvilkein, listen carefully. Haneshamas HaKadoshes, the souls in the next world. Mispalos B'chodesh Nisan Al HaChayim. That they pray in the next world now, in the month of Nisan, on, for us. Kadesh Hashem Havaya Yemei Al Yisrael Bashkofa Shal Rachman. That Hashem should have Rachman. B'chodesh Tishrei, in the month of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mispalos HaMesim Al HaChayim. The Mesim Davin, I'm sorry. Right?
The
Mesim Al HaChayim. Apple Pisha Oz Meir Hashem Echol Mishnei Mosdruv Shachodesh. Shishen Moir Rachman Gemur. M'chom Mach Medei Kol Shefer. Even though it's not pure rachamim, so why do they pray a month where there's not pure rachamim? So he says, because there's a shofar, and the shofar brings to a pure rachamim, as a brach brach to Hashem shemer kol truas amo Yisrael barachamim. Okay. Now, he says, mida keneged mida, you got to pay back. So he says, we have to pray. Just like we pray for neshamas, right on the yard side, and we pray for the neshamas. The neshamas have to pray for us. We all go every Shani Yom Kippur. We all go every Shani Yom Kippur to pray for them. We're not allowed to fast. Therefore, we can't go to pray for them on the month of Nisan. In other words, since they're praying for us, we should be praying for them also, because everything is midah k'neged midah, even for the next world. But the Chodesh Nisan is so holy, and it's so full of rachamim, we're not allowed to go to Beit HaKvaros on the month of Nisan. Therefore, we don't go to them, but they pray for us.
And if you have
your time. I don't think you're going to go to Beit HaKvaros. You daven, you say Kaddish and everything, but you don't go, I don't think you're allowed to go to a graveyard. I don't believe so. All right. Okay, this is for you, because you want me to learn a little Kabbalah. So he says that, that it says in Gemara and Brachas in Daf Lamed Gimel, Machikin, stay away, min hashor shochar b'chodesh Nisan. Stay away from black oxes in the month of Nisan. Why? Black ox, don't go near a bull. A bull, right? They're crazy in the month of Nisan. They're crazy. they'll gore you. Why? Mitam shas satan marake ben karnav. Why is he crazy? Because the satan's dancing between his horns. Why? Right? What's going on over here? Even Mizrahi can't figure this out. Right? So he says like this. In the Shah HaGugulim, he says the following. Kibimei Nisan, because in the month of Nisan, matchilin hadishom latzmiach lufrach baretz. The month of Nisan, things begin to grow. It's spring, right? So the grass starts to grow and the plants start to grow. And the animals, what do they eat? They eat the grass, right? Not like today, they feed them all that garbage. But in the old days, they used to eat, today they eat grass. And now they give them feed and it's full of all kinds of stuff. But I mean, good, whatever, the healthy ones they give to you. Okay, anyway. But today, all the sins that we do, Reva Eilam Nechshalim Mechatam Upsham. The world is full of sins. Ksasam Nechshalim Vedabram. Divrei Lashon Hara Latsanis. Some of them speak Lashon Hara and Latsanis. Ksasam Nechshalim is Rois. Other people have bad thoughts. Say the Chodim Gufam. Other people do Averis with their body. There's three kinds of sins. Avoin Pesha Chata. Every day people come up with new sins. Yeah, that's for sure.
Rabbi, what's the three sins again?
Avoin, Pesha, and Chata.
What does that mean?
Avoin is a sin you do on purpose. A Pesha is a sin you do to rebel. And a Chet is something you do by accident.
Thank you.
What? No, an Avoin is something you did on purpose. But you didn't. No. In other words, I'm hungry. So I'm going to eat a burger, and I know it's not kosher. But I'm not rebelling. I'm not rebelling.
But rebelling is also
every sin is a, if you don't, you can't do any sin if you really believe in Hashem. So every sin is a little rebellion, but it's not an outright rebellion. But if you go, you're not even hungry, and you're like, God, yeah, I don't believe in you. I don't believe in anything that you say. And I'm going to eat this piece of meat because you think it's trash. Go see what you can do to me. No, they're two different averes. One pesha is like
the light switch on Shabbos.
In spite, right? You're flipping a light on Shabbos. You don't even need it. So in your face, Hashem. It's just a merida. It's just a rebellion. You're not getting any use of it. You don't want it. You don't even want the light in the room. You're flicking it on and off. Look at me. You can't do anything. That's a pesha. Anyway, so Ubavor came because of all these sins that people do. When these people die, their souls, they don't allow them into the next world. So where do they go? Where do these souls go? You know, this is Kaviyashin. You don't play games. They throw them back to earth. And they get absorbed in the dirt of the world, in the sand, in the ground of the world. And when the plants start to grow in Nisan, the souls of the bad people, they're in the plants that are coming out of the ground. Today, because we know there are four levels, Sameach, plants, no, Daimim, sand, dirt, Sameach, plants, Chai, animals, Medaber, people who speak. So when a person has to go through Gilgal and be fixed, he comes down as dirt, and the dirt goes into the plant, and the plant's eaten by an animal, and then you shech the animal, and the person eats it, and it's necholent on Shabbos, and then that neshama is free to go back to the next world. That's gulgulim. That's called gulgulim. So over here, in the month of Nisan, these plants that the sharm are eating are full of neshamas. What plants? You mean like lettuce and stuff? What? You mean if we eat weeds? No, we're on a child level. I always tell you, anybody that's in this room, last time you in this world, you were not the perfect tzaddik, but you definitely weren't a Russia. You wouldn't be here. And back
just
to the
on 95.1.
You'd start all over again as a...
Just on the radio.
What?
95.1, just played this year.
What, that year?
I just heard it literally yesterday.
Well, I never read this.
No, what you just said about the... Oh, the Gilgal? Not much at this point.
Does it believe in Gilgal? No, I hope he never finds that.
Not
I hope he never finds out. I know for a fact that it's true. I can't tell you how I know. I'm just telling you that I know that Gilgal is true. No shot. What? Scientifically, yes.
Research, psychologically, they put people under certain type of hypnosis to be able to prove with people photographing it and videotaping it that they can regress a person back to a previous Gilgal to the point did a write-up of a famous actor, and he sat down by a piano and he played a perfect sonata, or a perfect piece of...
Rav Shani, who has come to give this year, okay? I was there in the room. He's able to read the line on your hand, the Gilgal line, that tells you what you were last time. I'm sitting in the room. There's a guy sitting with him. He looks at his line. He says, you know why you're back here? He says, last time you were here, you were Jewish, right? You were a pirate. You were on a boat, and you used to sell slaves. And sometimes you didn't care that the slaves that you sold to other people were Jews. So you had to come back here. So the guy was looking at him like, get out. He says, if you look in your closet, If you, he didn't know this guy at all. He just looked at his hand. If you look in your closet, you will find a captain's hat from a boat that you bought a long time ago for no reason. You didn't know why you were somewhere. And you saw a nice hat for a guy in the sea, a captain's hat. So then you bought it, and you liked it, and you loved the sea, and you love boats. And is that true? And the guy's like freaking out. And he says he's 100% right. I have a captain's hat in my closet. There's no way that there's no one in the world that knows that I bought that hat. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, if he could see that on a line on someone's hand, you understand? But this is what the guy did last time he was here. So there's Gilgal. I don't need scientific going into the third.
They photographed the guy instead.
Well, many times you meet somebody you never met before. What do they call it? Deja vu. You meet someone, you're like, I know you. And then I was like, I never saw you before in my life. And you're like, no, I know this guy very well. And it comes from before. Okay, anyway, we have to hope that you would never grass. Because then someone might smoke you.
So what's up is the black.
Imagine someone getting high at someone else in the shamba growing in marijuana. Oh my
Lord,
gosh.
Get me
and they both have to come back.
What is he going to do otherwise in marijuana?
Oh man. Ay, 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 the people who smoke on Shabbos, be careful. You're going to come back with tobacco. And you're going to get strafe every time they light you up. You're going to get strafe every time they light you up.
Bye, Ben.
All right, anyway, I don't want to make a joke out. It's very serious. Let's go back there. Oh, listen to this, so you could skip one. He says like this, Miz, listen, I'm learning this for you. I have a whole different shift tonight, but you asked me so. So now, you shuck the animal, and you have cholent, you have meat, you have steak, whatever you have, right? You have meat. Let's say you don't eat meat, and you're vegetarian. So you're actually eating the lettuce, or the tomatoes, or the cucumbers, right? Do me a favor, boys, I'm not kidding. Don't start sit in a restaurant and start talking to the cucumbers. Say, are you Chaim or Meishi? Like, what's your name? They're going to lock you up. But seriously, in Ma'adam Hukasher, if the person who's eating the meat and eating the vegetables made a bracha on it, and he's a kosher person, you can fix that neshama. And then when you come to the next world, there'd be all these neshamas saying, I want you to know that I was stuck in this plant and I was suffering and you came along and made a bracha. Or chas v'shalom, they'll be waiting for you to take you to the other side and say, I was in the dirt, you know how many years till I came out? So I came into the plant, and you, and you're a Jew, and the only way you can be misogynist is through a Jew, and you ate this without making a bracha, and I had to go back into the dirt again and do the whole thing over again, because you didn't make a bracha.
What's if you're not kosher and you make a bracha?
Ima adam hu kosher al yadu hu misogynist in the shamba. Shehima gugaz be'esav o'eva basav, b'kamer the shamba, kedusha ayidei, bracha. So if you make the bracha, if you make a bracha, you bring that neshama back. Va'az, and the neshamas are dachim yetsim mafel ha'agadol, because you made that bracha, the neshamas that are pushed into the ground come from the darkness and go into the light. Now, lehine ateva ashar shehu oichel the shom harbe. Oxes, bulls eat a lot of plants. But oz miskanchim bekir ba elin neshamas adichuyim. So in his innards there are many souls. Of the souls that were pushed out of the other world into this world. Ubizman, and as long as those souls were locked into the dirt, into the ground, they gathered even more dirt, even more lowness, because they're in the dirt. You're taking a high soul, you're putting it in the dirt. The shore becomes wild, becomes angry. He has all these tummy dick and neshamas in him. And that's why it's a very dangerous time. He's going to hurt somebody. And specifically a black ox, because we know that the other side likes black. That's why he's a black cat. And all those things that are totally black are from the dark side. I'm talking about animals. Shachris Myra Balav Haki Elahazek. You need to daven in the month of Nisan on all those poor souls that were pushed into this world. And we're proud of Loisan Neshamas, Shemadakum, Vasavim, Nebuch, the Neshamas that are stuck in the plants. They have a long trip to go before they can find their peace, be able to rest in peace. he needs to daven the whole month of Nisan. But Amra Meila Otzadam Olev Rachamim Yehar Sheolim Hakadosh Baruch Rachamim Shem should have pity on those souls. Aloisim and Neshamet and Nedochim Hainin Rodim B'Tevus Or. Okay, now. So the question everyone should ask, okay, I hear you, but why is the Satan dancing in the between the horns of the Shar? Why the horns? Right? The gaiva, the big shininess, the pride of the ox, of the bull, what's his pride? It's his horns. Keep guys a show bekarnov. Come on, hatanagol, just like the rooster. She actually gaiva bekarvolto. His gaiva is in his crown. Therefore, the satan found a place to rest on the ox, because where does the rock? Where does the satan always rest? Makom hagaiva, in the place where a person is a big shot.
Got a big ego.
Right. People think they're rich and they're smart. And he says, and they have Al-Gaivis, on them you should know, he says, as Satan Marakeh. The Satan is dancing with
them. What's
the
purpose?
And on them.
What's the purpose? I mean, obviously, animal doesn't have a Satan. What does that even mean?
If he's going to rest in the animal, because all those souls that are stuck in the animal are in there, so what part of the animal is he going to rest on? Even where the animal is proud. What? He's
why?
A big shot. You mean he has no choice, but that's...
No, the animal has... There's no point of the Yetzirah for an animal. It's not where the Yetzirah was created. He doesn't have a Satan, the Yetzirah. There's no concept.
So how come
it's
some
no
animals... How come some animals gore and some don't? How come the Gemara talks about Muad and Tam?
I don't know. The question is great, but...
I'll tell you. So I don't know. So there is...
Because Baruch Hu's will,
yes. All right, so if it has to rest somewhere, right? This animal's not an animal exactly right now, because he's got other souls in him. So it has to rest somewhere in the animal. The place that it's going to rest is where his pride is. On his pride, that's where it's going
to
rest.
According to what the Rebbe said before, it has to go from one to the next, and the Shema goes from one to the next, and the Shema becomes first the grass, then the Shema becomes the animal. There are certain animals that have the Shemas inside. The
right, they have the human Shemas in there, right.
Really
Rav Shani tells the story, he saw Mamash a dog cry.
What does it have to do with the...
And he spoke to the whole thing.
Okay.
No side discussions, please. All right, Vaita, Perek Pei Test.
Okay.
Says like this.
I agree. What's the
point? That's what it is. It's a cup of tea right there.
If you don't want free
to the shamas, then you don't want to. Ushamatim as hamatzes. You should watch the matzes. Why does it say you have to watch it? You have to watch it. Shmira is usually something that someone's going to steal. Nobody's, even though today they will steal matzes at 25, 50 a pound. Why does it have to be watched? So he says that but I'm going to tell you a whole story. I'll tell you a very interesting magic that will explain it. But before we get to that, let me just say like this. The women or the men that are cleaning for chametz, they should know, shikavnu, that when they clean for chametz, they should have in mind, just like my vacuum got the crumbs, Hashem should suck up all the enemies. So you have to think. And who are the enemies? Yetzirah and his wife. I'm not saying her name. Minoaretz, because you're not supposed to say her name. Uminik Yisrael Tairihi. You should know that the minig of Yisrael, it's Taira. The Gara Shulchanus was Absalom Uksalom to wash and clean the tables and the chairs. Bibnei Chashash Chimut. Vashem Yisbarach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will repay you for it. And Hashem takes the word Nega and he changes the letters and he turns it into Oineg. And he says like this. He says, I read this every year. Well, let's talk about the boys for a minute. Let's talk about the boys. The Ish Kabbalah, it's brought down in Kabbalah. Shmi Yadik. Kol Torah Sha'adam Atriach Es Asma L'Choy Yom Tiv Shal Pesach. Anyone who works hard to clean for Pesach, for who Ayef, and he's tired. V'yogev Atarech, he's tired, everything's aching, he's nervous. You should know that by working to clean for Pesach, you kill all the devils that are called Nigei B'nei Adam, the diseases of the human. And boys should know that if you work hard to to clean for Pesach, that you fix and you're misaken the boy's aver that a boy does. The aver of shechvazer levatola. Alei yudei amaras nafshay. Now listen to what the Kabbalah Yosha is saying. He says that in your heart you know the bitterness of your soul. Shekemat echad miitanu. That kemat, there's not one of us. Lo nitzah mechet there. That was saved from this avera. Kabbalah Yosha is saying this. That, you know, don't, well, I don't have to work because I don't have that problem. He says, kamat, there's no one that was nitzah from that avera. You need to fix what you can. That Hashem will listen to your tefillos. He goes into a whole thing. I'm not going into that. Okay, right. Next. Okay. The day of Erev Pesach. Kol Hayoyim. Pesach, right? When the night is benim to zivug elyon kadosh, whatever that means, but that night is a zivug in Shemayim with Klal Yisrael. When you set the table, guys, you should go to the mikvah, then you should set the table. Believe it or not. Why? When you set the table for the Seder, make sure you put out nice silverware, and you put on nice tablecloth. When you set the table, you should have in mind, I am setting the table for the chassan, I'm the kala. I am setting the table not for the people sitting at the Seder, setting the table for the Shekhinah. And therefore, chalila v'chalila, God forbid, to let a non-Jewish maid set your table. You hear what he says? Chalila v'chalila that a non-Jewish woman should set your table for the Seder. I don't know what all the people in the hotels do. When you have your Spanish waitresses setting your table. Uh-huh. Ki indafki Yisraelis. Who should set your table? A Jew. Woman. U'matoiv ma'oid ayidei Yisraelis ha'tahira. But the woman that sets the table should be tohar, mitumas hanida. She can't be in her weeks of nida when she sets the table. You hear this? There is no such thing in Judaism. The Shabbos table doesn't say this. Only for the Seder. A woman who's in nida should not set the table. Umikol shekein, he says, and surely she yaisa tayla yidei besula yisraelish leir asa nida adayin. You should have a little girl who never had her period, ever. She's a little girl. That's who should set the table. Because she was never Tomei. Guys were once upon a time Tomei. But this girl, if you find a girl or a young boy that was never Tomei, that's who should set the table. Pshita shu toivu b'shivach b'yosef. Surely that would be very good. And he says on the bottom, mekach nihag mayri v'rebi. He says, my Rebbe, that's what he did. Lachsa acha b'sule. He would go looking for a little girl. She never saw her period. And he went looking for such a girl to set the table. Following. Marachitzin oisam b'chamin. He should. Also, you should take a shower. Like a captured person, the first thing he does when he gets out of jail, he takes a shower, he takes a haircut. So we got out of jail because we got out of Mitzrayim, so we should take a shower. And we should be happy that we're able to do the mitzvah. Listen to what he says here. Shemistapa, you should take a haircut. Berechetz b'chami, you should take a hot shower. L'hotzim olav zuhamah z'shivya. To take off his oppressive zuhama. That after Bir Chametz, you shouldn't watch TV, but you should only be busy with Pesach. Now you're out of the Yetzirah, and you're in the Kedusha. By singing and saying God's praises in the night of Seder, You bring a yichud together with God. And you bring this beautiful light on all the heads of Klal Yisrael. It's such a crazy holy day. It's not normal. It's not normal. Now he says something here that I never understood, and you can't really think too deeply into this. I don't know what this means, but I'm going to tell you something. He says the following. And this is Zayar. When you sit by the Seder, not, come on, come on, I'm hungry, read it, you know. Next morning, we were finished at 11:30, whoa. Oh, I wish I was in your house. Wow, your father reads it? Yeah, we all read it, 1, 2, 3, man. We were sleeping by 11:30, it was amazing. You missed the boat. You're an idiot. You had a night with God, and what you were doing, you went to sleep and you're hungry. What are you doing? So he says here, I can't say blame Shirois, Mishbachai, sings Mirois, talk about Hashem, Shalitzalayim, Simcho Begila, sit around the Seder table happy, in a great mood. Go to sleep, Erev Pesach. The Yetzirah usually makes sure you don't, but go to sleep so that you can sit by the Seder wide awake. The Chosin's coming. Your mamash like God's wife that night. You can leave your front door open because it's Leil Shimurim, because the Chosin says, hey, I just got married. You don't got to worry. I'll watch the door. That's the night it is. That's Pesach night. Leil Shimurim. What? You don't have. You don't. You say Shema. You don't say. You don't say Hamapul. Say Shema. Listen to this. Shechiyuv al Adam l'sapi b'tzias Mitzrayim. Every single person has a chiyuv to talk about Mitzrayim. Ube'esa sipahu oisav akosh baruch. Now listen to this. I don't know what this means, but while the Jews are sitting by the Seder in their houses or their hotels. But of course, the hotels that are on the islands, I don't think God goes to those. Because it's not very sneeristic out there, right? You can't pass over those beaches, that's for sure. So, while you're sitting by the Sefer, this is a, would you rather I say it in Aramaic? In Zayar, I'll say it first in Zayar, because I'll put a little Kedusha in everyone's soul here. Because it says if you hear the words of the Zayar, then it's a refuah for your soul, for all the diseases in your soul. So I'll read it to you first in Lashon HaZayar, and then I'll translate it. It's a chiyuv for everyone to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ubahu sipura, and by talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kainas Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'chol pamayu dilei, God gathers His whole kingdom of Shemayim, right? Va'omer laho, and He says to them, Zilu, go, Ushma'u, and listen, Sipura Nishvacha, to the praises, right? That they are so happy to talk about me and that how I freed them. In order to thank Hashem for everything He's done for us, all the miracles and His power. Now, all the angels that are with God, the whole kingdom in Shemayim, they praise God on the one holy nation that He has in this world. That the Jews are happy that Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim and made them like the His wife. Now, I don't know what this means, but this is what he says. You ready for this? By us talking, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, by the Seder, we give strength, whatever that means, to Shemayim. We give strength to God. Now, God doesn't need strength, and He has all the strength, but something happens on that night by us saying the praises of Hashem that it gives, and all the worlds become very scared from Hashem after we do Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And there are people that are never. And don't say the Haggadah fast. And don't make it look like that you're going through the Seder and it's weighing on your back. Anybody who sits by the Seder, this is what he's saying. Listen to what the Kabbalah Yeshua is saying. That any person that rushes his Seder, you should know that when you're in trouble in life and you're in Sakana, Hashem will not save you.
I mean, if you're not running your Seder. They're trying to rush it.
Well, then sit afterwards by yourself and learn. No problem. Sit by yourself. You don't have to sit with everyone else. Sit by yourself. All right. The rest of the Kaveh Yasha. And the more you say, the more praise, the more power, the more you're going to be praising. He says that the halayla hazeh mekudesh l'shamayim. I will chas v'shalom anyone who's over an aveira ki adav rekol ve'ed l'shalom oitz mechag Pesach. Any aveira that a person does during the holiday of Pesach causes more damage than any other days of the year. And you have to be more careful than you ever are. I just want to tell you about the mikvah. The mikvah. The mikvah says that you have to go to the mikvah Erev Pesach. Everyone goes to the mikvah Erev Pesach, right? No? You have to go to the mikveh Erev Pesach. Just like the dishes you got to put in hot water before, you got to boil, you know? The mikveh I go into, you get kosher too. It's like 108 degrees. Yeah, but that's a, you know, you can see whatever. But here, I just want to read it. I want to read it to you from inside. Mizrah. Beautiful mikveh on 22nd and L.
Yeah, and you could go and
don't miss it. I know I underlined it. I know I underlined it. All right, we'll find it. Anyway. Ooh. Okay, you can't do this, but you could try. He said like this. You have to go to the mikvah. V'chayim kol adam l'tar atzma v'regel. That's what it says. Before Yotov, you're supposed to go to the mikvah. But, Ravada, what? I can't hear you when I can't see you. What? Go to a cold mikvah. I'm kidding about that. You have to go to the mikvah. It doesn't matter if it's cold, hot or cold. By the way, there is one person that says that a hot mikvah is not good. You have to go to a cold mikvah. Okay, whatever. Zehu, Vadei to Shita Atzma Regal Mamish Dafka, El Tzok Latar Atzma Kodem Kodesis Regal. You have to be Matar yourself, purify yourself before the holiday comes in. Kadeshi Kabbalah Regal Mekdush of Dara. The Son of Regal Mekdush has Hashem's name. Right, which equals 72. How does it equal 72? Yud Kei Vav Kei, all the Sfaradim know that it's 26, right? You give $26 and $26,000 and $260, everything's 26. Everyone knows Yud Kei Vav Kei 26. So what do you mean 72? Because if you take Hashem's name, Yud, and you spell out the Yud, it's Yud Vav Dalet. Right? Yud Vav Dalet equals 20. Right? Yud and a Vav and a Dalet is 20. Hey is a Hey and a Yud is 15. We're up to 35. Vav is Vav Yud Vav is 22. Right? What are we up to?
Hey.
No, what are we up to in numbers?
57.
And the last Hey is Hey Yud again. It's 15. What's 57 and 15? 72. So Hashem's name spelled out is 72. Now, that's the first name of Hashem in Nisan. We learned that, right? Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's 72. What's the second name? Who remembers from the beginning of my share? Ehaya. Very good. Somebody's listening. Now, what does Ehaya equal? Aleph, Hey, Yud, Hey, equals 161. Right? You can believe me on that. Okay? So Ehaya, if you spell out Aleph, Aleph, Lamed, Hey, 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 Yud, 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 Vav, Dalet again, and Hey, right? So actually, just add the Aleph. Hey, Yud, so it's missing a Vav, right?
Yeah.
So just add the, instead of Vav, which equals 22, we're going to say Aleph, which equals Aleph Lamed Pei, is 30 and 80 is 110, 111. So add up 111, so you should come up to 161. Am I right?
No.
Okay, let's do this again. Yud equals, just write down what I'm telling you now. Yud equals how much? 20. Hey equals? 15. And the hey equals? 50. What do you have so far?
50.
What?
50.
You have 50. And how do you spell Aleph?
Aleph.
What?
Aleph.
And what does that equal?
111.
No.
Aleph?
just the letter by itself?
Aleph. What does Aleph equal?
One.
Lamed.
No, Aleph, Lamed.
Lamed,
yeah. 111.
111. So 50 plus 111 is 161.
Oh, okay.
That's right. There you go. Okay, so A-Yah spelled out equals 161, and Hashem's name, Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, spelled out equals 72. How much are they equal together?
233.
Give me a number. 233. What's 233 equal? What word? Regel. The holiday. Regel. Resh Gimel Lamed. 233. Okay? Vizu Hayusoi, she's the higher. So now, listen to what the Kabbalah Yoshe says. So how does a person, it says, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Latar Atzmoy Beregel, right? That everyone should be Matar. But how are you Matar on a Regel? If Regel equals 232, so if you go down in the mikvah 232 times, listen carefully. If you go down in the mikvah 232 times, which means 233, which means you went down Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, the whole word.
Yeah.
Right? So you go down 10 times Yud, then you go 6 times Vav, then you go 4 times Dal. Then the last time you go down, you think of the letter Yud. And then you do it for the Hey. And then, right, you do that. And then you do Eheyep the same way. Then you are, so you do Shnei Shnei Vesek, Doishim Shnei Kedushas Rego, Vaharav Harizal, Chosav, Shibishasa Tefillah, when you're doing this Tefillah, Yichavim Lekabal Ori Shnei Shemois, you should have in mind to bring down the Kedusha of these two names, Eheyeh and Hashem's name, Kizehu Asoy Chachai Vadal Mutar Atzma Rego. If you're old or you're weak, and you're going to faint in the mikvah, then lo yisaking nafshei b'mitzvah zu. Don't do this. Hashem doesn't want you to faint. You can take a shower, or just go down a few times. But if you really, really want to like be crazy holy, so how many times do we say it all together? You go down 233 times. Start like 6 o'clock in the morning because no one's going to wait for you to do that. Is that no? Did you know that? I think you didn't even know that.
I didn't know
my Kabbalistic man in the corner. You didn't even know that. What?
Somebody does something. Under the water with the bone can.
And he keeps putting his finger up. Yeah, it's weak.
It's
working. It's cheating. It works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
His nose, his face, is his finger.
239. I would tell you if it's a hot mikvah, you shouldn't do it because you're talking faint. If you find a mikvah that's lukewarm.
Yeah.
If you do that, you will be so holy, there's going to be light coming out of it. No, this is big. This is big. If you could do this, this is big. Kabbalah Yoshe doesn't stop the blood. It changes a lot of stuff. It can definitely change a lot. You'll definitely be different. All right. Right, we thought maybe you'd die. All right, let me end. The interesting thing is we're learning things that I never get shared on before. This is all new stuff. Mizrahi gets credit. It's all Kabbalistic things. And it's not my regular stories jumping up and down. We'll do that next week. But I want to just end with a thought. First of all, I want to give you homework, and do not answer it tonight, okay? You're going to jump in with the answer. I don't want to hear it until next week, but I want everyone to go home and do homework. I looked it up tonight. I've been working on this. I haven't found it. And the question is like this. Why the four sons, Russia, Tzadik, Russia, Tom, Shane, and Elisha, right? Why are they boys? What about the girls? So you're going to tell me it says Bunim, Abba Bunim, right? So Abba Bunim means children, right? It doesn't have to mean boys. But the last one proves it's boys because it says by the Sharia Delishal, At Psach Lo. You, the mother, should open up his for him. So Lo means him. You can't say Lo. So why don't we have, for all the Jewish children, Tzadik, Rasha, Sharia Delishal, and Tom, for girls also, why just boys? So it's a joke I told the girls today. I know the answer. Shani Delishal, but they don't know how to ask. There's no such thing as a girl that does not ask. A Tom means playing. There's no such thing as a playing girl. Right? Russia, there's no such thing as a Russia by a girl. There's no such thing. But Tzadik, right? So there's a Tzadikah stuff. So I had a problem with that one. I don't have an answer on that.
It's not Tzadik, it's Chacham.
Well, I mean, it's Chacham, right? So Chacham there is.
That's smart girls?
Yeah.
Turn the camera. If they hear that, you never get a shit up.
Point the camera.
By the way, for anyone who's listening this year, the guy that just made that comment, his name is Moshe Schwartzberg. So If you hear his name, you don't have to go out with him. Anyway, so I don't know. I really don't. I'd like someone if someone can come back with an answer. How come the girls are excluded from the Arba money? Okay. Okay. So here's the question of the night, and I'm going to answer it, and then we'll let you go. The question of the night is like this. Crazy question. And you should ask this, and you're going to stump a lot of people. Some people know the answer, most people do not. Okay, so next week we're going to talk about, I love this word, the paradox of the Seder, because it doesn't seem to have its head on straight. Because you got to make up your mind, holach ma'anya, it's poor man's bread. But then when I eat it, I'm leaning like a king. Right? When you eat the matzah, you have to lean. When you eat the maror, you don't lean. But when you eat the matzah, you have to lean. Why do you have to lean? Because I'm a king, but kings don't eat matzah. Because it's poor man's bread. So make up your mind, is it poor man's bread, or is it not poor man's bread, right? That's number one. And there's a lot of paradoxes, because even in the Manishtan, oh, I have a great Tvatari for you. Whoa, I saw something. Psh, mind-boggling. Oh, I should save it for next week, maybe. Total different look on the Manishtan. We learn the Manishtan, right? You ask a question, you have four answers. He learns it. No. We learn the Manishtan, you have four questions. Why is it tonight different than that? Why are we matin? Why are you dip? You don't dip. Why are you leading it? Why are you eat? Right? That, we have four questions. No. He learns it. Learns it. That the first is a question. Manishtan Allah Zemi Kol Alilos. And all four are answers. Totally. What?
You mean the next three?
No, the next four. Manishtan Allah Zemi Kol Alilos. Why is tonight different than all other nights? Now, the four questions are four answers. You want to hear that tonight?
Yeah. No.
It's like, we're not going to be here next week. You can't miss that. All right, so I'll tell you that. I'll tell you this question, I'll tell you that. And I won't tell you the story. The story I'll tell you next week. So you remember that story I told you last year about the three stories?
Yes.
That you're supposed to say on
Erev
Pesach?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's for next week. Anyway, so the question is like this. Charoses. So everyone learns and everyone knows, why do we have charoses? You dip the mara into the charoses. So the Kabbalistic answer that nobody knows, right? Everyone knows why? Because charoses looks like bricks, right? And you put wine in it. Why do you put wine in it? Because they took the babies, right? And they threw them into the Nile River and killed them, right? So bricks, that we have to make our own bricks, and that the babies are thrown into. That's why it's made with wine.
I understand.
Cement? What? The mortar. What they call it, bricks.
What
the cement.
Babies, what do the babies have to do with wine?
What?
What do the babies have
blood.
To do with wine?
Blood. In the charoses, you make
right.
You kill them, so it's
the
representation
blood.
Of blood. A human being blood is blood. Okay.
But
now.
The
right, we're not up to that yet. But that's not why. They weren't bricks. That's okay. Now, the question is like this. So, if that's the Kabbalistic reason, which you happen to know probably, because you know the Pasuk, you don't know the reason, but you may know the reason, but you know the Pasuk. Because it's brought down in the Medrash that when the babies were thrown into the water, Malachim came and took them, and took them outside of Mitzrayim, and brought them to a field, and put them underneath apple trees, and the earth came up, and they were able to nurse from the earth. Like they actually nursed from the earth, and they were under the apple trees. And then when they got a little older, right when they were in the Arim, they ate the apples, and that's what kept them alive. And that's why everybody agrees that charoses is made from apples, right? You take the apples, you squash them in cinnamon and the wine, but it's made from apples. What's the pasuk in Shir Hashirim? What? Under the apple tree, you woke me up. You gave me life. Mm-hmm. Now it says. Now, when they went through the Kriyas Yamsuf, all the children said, Zeh Keli Van Vehu. Right? What was Zeh Keli Van Vehu? So the Medrash says that Hashem didn't appear to these children as God, it would have scared them. He appeared as a young man, as a young boy. And he made sure that they, under these apple trees, that they were all taken care of. When they were crossing the Yamsuf, says the Medrash, Hashem appeared in Shemayim as the same young boy. So the children all pointed, because the parents said, we saw you get thrown into the Nile. Where were you for the last 20 years? You know, until we left Mitzrayim, where were you? And they said there was some young man who was taking care of us. What young man? Who are you talking? So when they went through the Yamsuf, says the Medrash, they pointed to us and said, Zeh Keli Van Vehu. That's the one that was saved, that was feeding us, that was taking. That's the one who saved me. Keli Van Vehu, that's the one who saved me. so that they will point you to Hashem. So the Kabbalistic reason for Charoses, and which makes a lot of sense, that we eat apples, is because we were under the apple tree. But the other reason that the children were killed, and it's a memory of bricks. So the big question, so why is it sweet? Put vinegar in it. It's even worse than the maror. Maror is by Maru Chayayim. It reminds us that we had to work hard and we were getting beat. Okay, it should be bitter. But babies being killed? That should be even more bitter. And what are you doing? You're taking the maror and you're dipping it in the charoses to make the maror less bitter. It should make it more bitter. Because the charoses is a representation of something much worse. So how could the Chachamim say that you have to make the charoses sweet? Sugar, cinnamon. The charoses should be worse than the maror. What? No, that makes it even more bitter that they were sweet and innocent and they were murdered and they were killed.
They were saved.
What?
They were saved. That's what makes them less bitter.
That's a medrash. Oh, okay. That's not the memory of their death. Is not. That's a medrash that they were saved. They weren't all saved anyway. Whatever. He killed them also. He used to wash himself in their blood because he had tzaras.
It's a different story.
So it's very forbidden. It's a very bitter thing. And you're not, Haresis is not, not only, it's crazy. Charoses is not only not bitter, you have to make it sweet, and it makes the maror less bitter. Huh? You never thought about this. You're sitting there, dip, 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 yeah. Karpas, you put in salt water because of the tears. Right? Okay, they had some tears. Not yet, that. But charoses, for dead babies, make it sweet. And I tell you, an answer is going to blow you out the door. Out the door. You know what the answer is? And the answer really is should be my whole shit tonight, but we went off. But it'll answer a lot of stuff that I'm going to say next week. The answer is amazing. Ah! I don't want to tell it to you. It's so amazing. I want you to sweat. You sweat. It's like taking off gift wrap slowly but surely, not knowing what's inside, you know? A little anticipation. The answer is like this. The answer is a medrash, and it's an amazing medrash. And I said this shir, I found a tape from 02, 9 years ago, when I first started Chabura. And I said this shir, which I knew none of you heard, because it's a tape, it's on a cassette tape. It's maybe not 02, it could be 00, it could be 11 years ago. Anyway, the terrorists is like this. That the Medrash says the following. When the Mitzrayim were in the Yamsuf and they were about to be drowned, so the whole nation was going to be destroyed. All the men, that would be it at the end of Mitzrayim. Now, the representation in the next world of each country has a malach that protects them. So the malach of the Mitzrayim got up. Beautiful, beautiful, crazy medrash. I don't know where I heard this teretz. I don't say on the tape, but what sefer I saw it, but it's unbelievable. So he got up and said to Hashem, you cannot drown my nation. Hashem said, what do you mean? I'm doing Mida Keneged Mida. They drowned the babies, now I'm drowning them. That's why they're being drowned. So the Malach said, but it wasn't their fault. Paro told them, as you see in your Torah, you wrote in the Torah, he said, Tishlechu Alayam, that we should throw it in the water. And therefore, we were just listening to Paro. So Bezdin Shalmaila said, that's true, but the halacha is that for three averos, you have to give up your life. If someone says, kill this person, I'm going to kill you, you have to let them kill you. If someone says, serve avodah zarah, or I'm going to kill you, you have to be killed. If someone says, do adultery, right, or I'm going to kill you, you have to let yourself be killed. The three cardinal sins. So, therefore, you people, said Hashem, your people should have died and not killed the Jews. You can't listen to the boss. But the Malach and Shemayim knows all the halachas because they're Malachim. They said, but there's a Gemara, I think, in Sanhedrin that says, what happens if I go over to Mizrahi and I'm like, Mizrahi, if you don't kill Amrani, I'm going to kill you. Right? And Mizrahi's scared. He doesn't want to die, so he kills Amrani. Is he Chayav Misa? Can Bezdin now kill Mizrahi? And the answer is, the halacha is that Mizrahi has to give up his life for Amran. He's not allowed to kill him. But if he kills him, Bezin is not allowed to punish him. Because Lamaisa, he was forced to do it. Therefore, he did not Veira, that he killed him, but we can't kill him. He's not chayav to be killed. Therefore, the Malach said, they're not chayav to be killed, because you're right, they shouldn't have killed the Jews. But once they kill the Jews, they're not chayav misa. So it's your din, Hashem. So you can't kill them. So Hashem said he's right. And we have to let the Egyptians live, and the whole Kriyas Yamsuf is not going to happen. Came the Malach, Gavriel, and said to the Malach, Michal, or the opposite way around, hurry up, Hashem is about to save the Mitzrayim, run down to Mitzrayim and grab a baby out of the brick walls. So he did, this is a measure, everyone knows this measure, and he came running to Hashem with this dead baby, and he said, and Hashem said, where did this baby come from? And he said, I got this baby from the walls of Mitzrayim, because the Mitzrayim said that any Jew that doesn't, if you don't finish the wall in the right time, right, you didn't make it, they have to make their own bricks. If you didn't make enough bricks for the wall, we'll use your own kid, your kid, we'll use your kids for the wall, for the bricks. And many times they weren't able to finish, and they took the babies and they put them on the wall. So Hashem said, let's look in the Torah what Paro told you. Paro said, Kol ha'ilad, all the children throw into the Yamsuf, throw into the Nile. But he never said, take the babies and stick them in a wall. That you did. So you can't hide behind, that's what he told me to do, and therefore I'm not chayav misa. Because nobody, he didn't tell you to do that. He didn't tell you, I'm going to kill you if you don't throw, if you don't, he said, I'll kill you if you don't throw the babies in the river, because Marib b'machus, anyone who doesn't listen to the king, you chayav misa. So that was a good excuse. When they said, listen, he would have killed us if we didn't listen to him because you were Marib b'machus, we're going against the king. But the king never told you to take babies and put them in the walls. Charoit says, is the combination of the death of a baby, that's the red, plus the bricks. Not the bricks that the Jews had to make, but the bricks that babies were used as of bricks. So the charoses is sweet, because if it wasn't for that, the Mitzrayim would have gotten away with everything. And that sweetens the marar. Because marar is something that's bitter, and it looks like in your life everything that's bitter is not for your good. But when you see that the babies being killed ended up being for Klal Yisrael's good and saving them because the Mitzrayim were destroyed, you realize the marar is not so bad either. We don't understand why things are bitter in our life. But if you get to see the whole story like we got to see by the bricks, by the children, that that's what saved Klal Yisrael, then we understand that it's not so bad. So you take the marar and you dip it in the charoser. Wow! Mind-boggling! Crazy question, crazy answer! Should be jumping! Should be jumping.
Hashem didn't know that? Why did he need to...
Hashem makes Bezin like... He doesn't say, I know everything. It's a regular Bezin. It has to play itself out. That's Hashem. It plays itself out. He doesn't pull God. It has to be done kedim. And that's what happens all the time. It's a din, it's a bezin, it's a din.
Himself with din.
Well, here the din worked against him. Right. Here the din worked against him. Anyway, my bracha to everyone is, I'm not going to do the manashtana, I'll do it next week. Remind me to do the manashtana next week. My bracha to everyone is that you should find Afi Koyman this year.
Amen.
But I'm not talking about the Afi Koyman. That you get. I'm not talking about the Afi Koyman that they're hiding for the kids that you're going to go to Toys R Us. I'm talking about the things that are hidden from you that you lost this year somewhere in your soul and in your life, and that Mitzvah Hashem after going to the mikvah 233 times and working to clean for Pesach and sitting by the Seder and doing the right thing, that you will find everything that you lost, and as a reward for finding it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will request whatever wish that you need and every request that you need. Shana Bab Yerushalayim.
Amen.